Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have Sharon Mancini. She's a real estate entrepreneur for almost 30 years. Welcome to the show today, Sharon.
Thank you. I'm so excited. So glad to be here, Jen.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to hear all of what you're doing now. I know you've pivoted in your career quite a few times. So let's just start with the real estate market, then we'll get into your backstory. Like, where are we today in the real estate market? Like, post-COVID, new president, a new year.
Okay. So it depends on which area of the country that you're in. So we have different pockets, including New Jersey and Pennsylvania, that still have a pretty fierce real estate market. So it's still, I mean, if a house is priced and presented correctly, we still have a great market with houses still going over asking, multiple offers. Other areas of the country, like down south, Florida particularly, which is having a lot of insurance issues, is a different story. So houses are sitting on the market more because there have been some rate fluctuations. A lot of it depends on that too. They've gone from anywhere to slightly over 7% to just below 7%. So it depends on that too. With when we have a rate fluctuation, we get more activity. But for the most of the country has really settled down from COVID times. Besides here, it's still really, you know, very active here in the South Jersey market.
I see a lot of homes for sale in my development or right around it when I go for walks or a run. So obviously people are still buying despite interest rates.
For sure. Yeah, definitely here in the Northeast really has been very active.
That's good to know. I know it's the East Coast is quite different than even the West Coast, where homes are so expensive for not that much square footage. So it's interesting that every different state is different.
So different. Yeah.
So talk about what you're doing now with your career. I know you started and you've been an entrepreneur and living without a net for a long time now, but tell us where you are now and like what's brought you here.
So I started in real estate in 1997. I started as an agent because I always wanted to be in real estate. I was really inspired by a friend's mother when I was a teenager. And I was very inspired. And the only way that I knew how to be in real estate is to be an agent. So I first got my license in 1997. And then I have been on a journey ever since. And that journey, a lot of it is due to market fluctuations and what's happening in the marketplace, what the market calls for. But a lot of it is I've really developed my career and my life into something that's very enjoyable for me. And so I've pivoted over all of these years. So I started as an agent. Now what I do, and for the past, since about 2010 or so, I've been really highly focused on seller financing. So I've done a lot of seller financing as far as lease options. And I have been a licensed agent all that time as well. But I am currently pivoting. And by the end of this year, I won't have a real estate license anymore. I'm going to give it back to the state, be referral only, because I am in the midst of beginning a training program for investors and agents to teach them everything that I've done over these past couple decades and how to build their income using seller finance and making multiple offers to sellers and using that to build their income and differentiate themselves from other real estate investors and agents, and also to build their wealth by investing in real estate and buying property on seller finance.
So what is seller finance, just so everyone knows?
So seller finance has many different aspects, and mainly what I've done is lease options. So for people that, like someone that is in real estate would understand this a little bit better than someone who just isn't in the real estate business at all. But what a lot of real estate investors do is called wholesaling. And a lot of times they will wholesale a property that needs repairs and they'll buy it at a low price. And then they'll assign that contract that they have to a landlord or a rehabber that's going to rehab the house or hold it in their portfolio, and they make a fee in between. So that's what general wholesaling is. What I've done is I wholesale lease options. So it's still the same premise, but I am putting terms on a house. I'm determining a price that I'll buy it at, a term, and then I'm selling that to an end buyer, like a regular retail buyer that's just looking for a house. And then they get my lease with an option to buy, and I'm paid in the middle. So I am now teaching investors and agents how to do that, because not many, when I say this, even people in the real estate business are like, what? You can do that? And yes, I have done about 400 of these, and you can absolutely do it. And I've also used seller finance to build wealth through real estate investing. And what that means is it's kind of a similar thing, but you're not like what I just described. You're in it, you get paid, and you're out of the deal. This would be for a buy and hold property. So you would just determine the amount that you're going to buy the house for, the monthly payment, and the term, present that to the seller. And it can work for sellers a lot of times because they're looking for, like, for instance, somebody that's moving to Florida because they're retiring. Their biggest fear is running out of money in their retirement. So by setting up a payment for them, they are not getting a bulk payment at settlement where they're like, what do I do with this money? Can I trust the stock market? They can sort of invest with me where I'm paying them a monthly note each month, and they can feel comfortable in knowing that they have that money. And there's many different like situations, ways that you can do seller finance, but that's just two examples of how I've done it.
How come not many realtors know this, or people know this about this?
I think it's because, so realtors, they do their training with their brokerage, and they really just kind of stick to that, and they don't even know this is available. So I've been putting a lot of information out there, particularly on Instagram, about how this can benefit them, how they can make more money, how they can serve the public at the highest level by doing this, but they're kind of cookie cutter. You know, they just want to like list property, sell property, list property, sell property. But they're in a situation right now where there's just so many agents across the US. It's just way flooded. Like there's just not enough business for everybody because there aren't enough listings that they can really differentiate themselves from other real estate professionals and make more money and serve the public at the highest level by learning this information. So it's sort of like I wasn't taught this until 2000. I learned lease options in 2010 out of a point of total desperation. I had a very hard like 2007, 2008, 2009. And I was like, where can I go now? Like what's happening? Because the market was really rough. You know, we were just after the crash. So I learned lease options on a website that no longer exist, but I learned that along with a couple other people that are doing this in the nation. There aren't many people that do what I do in the nation. And so we kind of all learned together on this. And I think that just a lot of people haven't been introduced to it because seller finance also really hasn't been a thing in the past 5 years or so. Since the market's been like this, sellers are like, no, I'm just going to put it on the market and I'm going to get cash offers and I'm going to sell it way over asking. So who wants to sell a house on seller finance if you don't have a tax situation or a wealth situation where it dictates selling on seller finance? So I think that's the situation. And that's how I've done a lot of my business, is just through a referral, because it can work for everybody. Rehabbers, landlords, wholesalers, real estate agents, and they're all like, I don't have time to learn it. I'm going to give it to Sharon. So that's how most of my business has been done, through referral.
Oh, that's really cool. So mm-hmm. Now you're doing training courses just to get the word out, particularly about this, or everything in real estate?
Everything in real estate. So I run a couple groups. I started running groups for women in 2018. And now I have my own group. It's called Income Plus Wealth. And we have monthly meetings the second Monday of every month at 12 noon. It's a Zoom meeting. It's nationwide. And it's very exciting to be able to share the information that I have. I'm very spiritual. So I open up like possibility to whatever you want to call it, whether it's God, source, the universe. And I just open it up and I ask where I'm supposed to be. Like every day I do a 20-minute meditation as soon as I wake up. And I just ask, what do I need to know? What do you want me to do? And that's my mantra. And that's what I meditate on. And if you had asked me a year ago, Jen, if I was going to have any kind of coaching or training program, I was like, absolutely not. Like, I just was not interested in it at all. And something happened. And I asked the universe what I needed and what I should do. And this is the message that I got. And then I had a meeting with my friend Becky, who is an amazing realtor and investor. And she said to me, you know, she kind of like opened this up for me where I was like, oh, I just can't stand it. I don't know if I could be, you know, in training like that. And she was like, well, this is how you can do it in a way that you have boundaries with it. Because I feel like before I've had the life sucked out of me by people like, how do I do what you do? And give me more information. But now I can do it to a large group and help large groups of people be able to do this. And it was kind of put together during that meeting and it just took off from there.
Wow. That's really awesome that you, you know, I guess you kind of discover this niche. I don't know how many, you know, realtors do it, but that's great that you're starting training programs and letting so many people know.
Yeah. The other thing, Jen, is with that. So this is all I've ever done. Like, I'm giving away the golden goose because this was the way that I've done business, by giving multiple offers to sellers instead of let's just list the house, because it doesn't always make sense. It costs a lot of money, you know, to pay a realtor. It's tens of thousands of dollars. And so I just think that this is something that can help the public in such a great way. And it can help so many realtors and other investors to learn how to do something different, because my life has changed too. So I'm now interested in investing down south. And so I'm moving out of my market. And so I don't really need to be the person that just did this exclusively for my market. Now I'm changing to Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, instead of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, which is where I've always done it. So this is no longer my main marketplace, even though it will remain a marketplace, but I'm just looking to connect with others and to have a group of people that I can refer all this business to as well.
So the realtor or a realtor is technically without a net, because they're with a brokerage. That's a little different kind of, but you can be a realtor without a brokerage, right? Do you need both licenses?
You need to be with brokerage. Yeah.
You always have to, but you could be one and have the other, right?
Well, no? I have my licenses with Real Broker. So I'm with a brokerage for my licenses, which I have to be. That's the law. But I also have my company, Sharon Buys Houses and Income Plus Wealth, and they are not with a broker because I'm totally without a net there. So that they're my businesses, but to have a real estate license, you have to be affiliated with a brokerage.
Okay. So I was going to say, so technically then they're kind of without a net. I mean, you are completely without a net, but realtors in general are more or less like an entrepreneur. They bring in their own money. So then they have to feast or famine the same way that entrepreneurs do.
They do. Yes. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of support within brokerages. I mean, Real Broker is the best one that I've ever been with. And I've been with a few of them. And I chose Real Broker because I feel like they have such great support systems, a lot of training, even for new agents. And when I first started, they were like, all right, here's your desk, here's a phone. And this is what's called a cross directory. And they handed me this big book and they said, open it up and start calling people and ask them if they want to sell their house. And that was the beginnings of my real estate training. And I was very young. I needed money, you know, and so I did that, but I didn't enjoy it. I never liked it. Like, I don't know anybody that really likes calling people and asking if they want to sell their house, because most of the people don't want that phone call and they're annoyed and they don't want to sell their house. So
right.
It wasn't the greatest way, but I have changed my business over these years to really become something that I love doing, that I enjoy, that people value me for, and I feel respected and really just kind of cherished by the people that I work with, whether they're sellers or other investors or realtors. So, yeah.
Are there any tips or tricks that you can let people know about that maybe want to start getting into real estate or possibly invest in their first home?
Mm-hmm. So what I would recommend is there's many ways to make money in real estate. So you have to come up with a way that you want to, because if you're going off and branching in all different directions, you're not really going to have any consistency. I mean, we have a limited amount of time each day. So you want to be able to focus on the things that you really love doing. Like, let's take, for instance, short sales. All right. So a short sale is when the mortgage balance is more than what the house is worth. And I'm not interested in doing short sales. So I refer all that to Matt Murnoff, because he likes to do short sales, you know? So anytime I have a short sale question, that's who I call. That's who everybody goes to, because we all kind of have our own little niche in it.
Got it. That's interesting. Short sale means that. What does that mean? Sorry.
So it means it's okay.
That aren't in real estate.
Yeah. So it means that their mortgage balance is higher than the house is worth. The mortgage company is going to have to short the mortgage. And what that means is they're going to have to take a lesser amount than the mortgage balance just to get it off their books.
Wow. Okay. I'm learning so much already.
Yeah, but it's just not, you know, short sales aren't really my thing, but lease options aren't people's thing either. So for anybody that's getting into things, I talk a lot about the different paths to real estate investing on all of my channels. So you really have to make a determination on what your niche is, what you enjoy doing. I mean, do you want to buy and hold? That's way different than wholesaling and rehabbing and lease options, you know, and there's so many ways to do it beyond, you know, the scope of this conversation, but you just have to come to a determination on what you want to do, learn as much as you can about it, and then just go ahead and take the leap and get it done, because it can be scary. And I talk a lot about mindset, because I have felt every emotion that you can feel in real estate. Like, I've been like terrified and overwhelmed and beaten down, but I've also felt amazing and excited. And I just, mindset is such a big part of just not just real estate, but life. And by, you know, we all have this core self that's strong and wonderful and capable and loving, but through life has piled things on top of it. And so we have to move away these parts to come back to the core self that is capable and connected to God. But we all have these parts on top of us that we have gotten through our childhood and school and parents and friends and all of our influences that are probably covering up things. Well, are definitely covering up things and not letting your core self shine through. And you can eliminate them through a lot of different techniques that I use, mainly prayer and meditation and even yoga and journaling and tapping. So I do all those things to chip away at my limiting beliefs and my fears and my doubts to be able to let that core shine through.
Are you going to talk about all of those values in your seminars?
I do. So I start with mindset with every seminar that I do, because it's so, so important. Like, I always tell people, mindset is the most important thing that you can do, because I can teach you strategy all day long. I can say, this is exactly how you do this, and people won't do it if they have those limiting beliefs. And that fear is so powerful. So if they have that fear present, and I've had the fear present, and I've had to do this work to be able to move forward and to move into bigger and better things and to realize I'm worthy of enjoying my life and not just sitting at a phone calling numbers on a crisscross directory. So that's how I started. But now it's much more pleasant and enjoyable because I've let go of those fears and limiting beliefs. And this mental mindset work is available to anyone, anywhere that you are blocked, that you are stopped by something. It's yourself. You are your only problem and you are your only solution. So you just have to work through that to get to that core self, which is present in all of us.
Yeah, so true. I've always known you were spiritual, but I didn't know you had this many layers.
It has been a work in progress. We are all always a work in progress. You know, we can look at social media and look at other people and be like, oh, wow, look, they have no problems. Everything is great. Like, so perfect true. Marriage and cars and money and vacations and their children are angels, you know, but we all have this stuff. Not a lot of people want to talk about it because it's scary. You have to be very vulnerable. You have to be comfortable with uncertainty and possible rejection to be able to talk about the things that I talk about.
Right. I know. I'm with you there. I saw in your podcast questionnaire, you had said that, you know, some people need job security and I get that too. And others, you have to be comfortable with risk and the ebb and flow of things, which I've been used to for, oh my gosh, over 15 years, the highs and lows. And you have too.
For sure. Yeah. You have to get to that comfort zone, you know, like it's kind of an uncomfort zone too. And I know that sounds weird, but it's new level, new devil. All right. Whenever you're growing and wherever you're getting somewhere, you have to revisit this again and go back to it. And it just, it is, it's like an onion, you know, that's life. It just has layers and layers and layers. And we just have to be comfortable with that and know that we are worthy and lovable no matter what the circumstances, and be fully self-expressed and just take away those parts of us that don't believe it.
Yeah, I heard a podcast yesterday. I think it was Ed Milet, but the guest said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you get, just like Forrest Gump said.
Yeah, that's the truth too. And I love Ed too.
I know.
Yeah, his podcast is great.
Yeah, he has some great guests. Mm-hmm. So where can people find your information, reach out to you, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, can people make a consultation with you, a one-on-one consultation?
Yes. So the best way to connect with me is on social media. So I'm on all of them, and mainly Instagram and Facebook. So if you DM me and let me know like what you want to do, are you in the training program, you know, what is ideal, then I'm very communicative. I'll get right back to you. And also I have a couple, like for people that are interested in real estate, I have a couple things. One is 20 ways to find off-market properties. And the other one is talking to sellers, because that holds a lot of people up. It has held me up. Like I have done marketing and sent out letters and been afraid to answer the phone. All right. It's happened. Yeah. I felt like I didn't know what to say to sellers. But right. Once you have that, those questions that you need to ask, it becomes so much easier. Like there was a time where I used to read the questions like on the piece of paper, but now I have the questions down pat. So I also offer that on my Instagram page. It's called Stan Store. So if you want access to that, and as well as more information about all of this stuff, because I know it's such a big topic, like all this that I do. So, you know, on podcasts, there's only such a limited amount of time, but people can connect with me, Facebook, Instagram, and grab those two things because they're free downloads. And it's the most helpful thing that I've found for people is how to find properties and what to say.
So look out for Sharon Mancini's upcoming webinars. You'll announce all of that on your social media?
Yes.
And it's a training program, so I should probably call it that. And that's a training program that's monthly, weekly. How is it divvied up before we go?
Okay. So it's the second Monday of every month at 12 noon, we have a Zoom meeting. I have a YouTube channel where weekly I do weekly YouTube videos about all this education that I'm offering. And then coming up, so I don't have it in place yet because this is kind of new. Like I'm in the midst of this transformation right now. And so I am creating this program. So there will be more downloads on the Stan Store for more education. And I'll also begin to work one-on-one with clients probably in approximately May, I'm going to say.
Okay. Right mm-hmm. around the corner. It's only a month, yeah. Maybe a month and a half away.
I know.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Your expertise taught me a lot. I'm sure our guests are learning a lot and hopefully they'll reach out to you.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much, Jen. I appreciate this, and I appreciate you as a person and a woman in business. And thank you so much for inviting me on your podcast.
Absolutely. I need more women like you. So it's been a pleasure. And as you know, I love our time together. So there'll be more.
For sure. Okay. All right.
Sounds good. Take care.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.